Great song, Emily. I appreciate that. My mind went back many, many years ago. Long before you. One of the first people that ever came to our church was her mother. And way back when she was just a little kid. We've been here 37 years and she came when she was 2. So actually, Dina's a little older than that, so I'm trying to make points. Danny, will you please put those in for me? We need all the help we can get. Before you take your Bible, please turn to 2 Kings chapter number 7. 2 Kings chapter number 7. If you'll join these who are standing in honor of God's Word, we are going to read this morning this chapter, 2 Kings chapter number 7. I will tell you right now that the verse that we are going to go to is the second verse we're going to read this morning. It is our text this morning, but I want you to see this within its context. Beginning verse number 1, it says, "Then Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." By the way, that was being sold very cheap. Okay, verse 2. "Then a Lord, on whose hand the king leaned, answered the man of God and said, Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And there were 4 leprous men at the gate, at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, Lo, the king of Israel hath hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried thence also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, We do not well. This day is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's household. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they... How much do you weigh? That ain't what I heard this morning, but that's all right. 240. Let's go to 225. If Jeff stood there, how many believe I could do that? What's the difference? What's the difference? Your answer is probably because she weighs a whole lot less than him. The real answer is not in them. The real answer is my ability. There's the answer. Do you believe God is able to save your hell-deserving soul? You see, first of all, one of the problems is we don't see ourselves as that big sinner. We don't even think we need His help. But when we can finally see that and who we are, now we need a big Savior. No, I'm not able to catch Him. 35 years ago, yes. I was more able and He was smaller. But really, it's in the ability of God who wants to save the vilest of sinners. And many times we say, well, that is true. But I'm just too big. It couldn't happen that quickly. That would be far too much. But God is able. Amen? He did the work on the cross of Calvary. What are we supposed to do? Is it ours to do something to get saved? No. It is ours to believe what He did for us. I deserve to die, but He died for me. Amen? That's the gospel story. Too often, even in what we call our Christian churches, somehow the message comes that we've got to do something. We've got to somehow gain God's favor. God has already given us His favor if we will accept it. He's already paid the price if we'll receive it. Let's pray. Father, thank You today for Your great love.